We're waking up this morning to horrendous news. 22 people dead, including children, after a suicide bomb attack. As thousands left a music concert in Manchester. The deadly blast went off at 10:35 last night at the end of a pop concert by the US singer Ariana Grande. Great Manchester Police said the lone male attacker, who died in the blast, was carrying an improvised explosive device which he detonated. Relatives are using social media to hunt for missing loved ones. The Prime Minister is chairing a meeting of the government's Emergency Cobra Committee this morning. Political parties, including the five main parties here in Northern Ireland, have suspended general election campaigning today. Before we talk to some of those people, let's speak to an eyewitness, Sebastian Diaz. Sebastian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did you see last night, Sebastian?
Absolute, just chaos. When the bomb first went off, the gig had just finished. The lights had literally just came on when we heard the explosion, and it started at the far end of the stage, the arena. People were just clamouring to get out, climbing over each other and screaming. It was silent for like the first few seconds. People were like completely confused as to over what happened. People were like, what was that? Is there a balloon that's popped or a speaker that's overloaded or something? It was just chaos. As we left the arena, we came to the foyer doors, and it was just a choice whether to stay inside and try and hide or go outside where people are running and screaming to get away and try and get out, not knowing whether it's like if there was a gunman or a bomb just around the corner, which we couldn't see. So we decided to escape with everyone else, and coming down the stairs outside, people were just, there was no control. People were stampeding, pushing. They were falling down the stairs, and as I walked down the road with the police there, they came straight away. There was a woman I saw who had no shoes and a short skirt, and her legs were just, they were torn and bleeding, and she was getting seen to by paramedics. A woman behind us, she had high heels, and she collapsed, she fell over and grazed her knees. It was just complete, like, chaos. I've never seen nothing like it.
Your brain is trying to process some of these images now, which are locked in you.
Well, it is. I've had no sleep all night, neither has my partner. We've had no hotel to go back to because our hotel was cordoned off and evacuated. Our belongings are in the hotel still, and my phone's on very low battery now. I've only got about 5% because I've got no charger. The media's been quite on it, like asking for like eyewitness accounts, and we've been given them, and it's just been non-stop, really. Just it's something you don't expect to happen anywhere in the UK, like especially not Manchester.
It's that switch, isn't it, between being at a concert and everyone enjoying themselves and being in the middle of a terrorist attack.
It is. It's like,
well, obviously,
it's completely different.
Sorry, Sebastian. Sorry, Sebastian. You cut out there. Just repeat that again.
I was expecting screams for, like, Ariana Grande, like, of support, you know, not screams for your life. It's just two complete separate ends of the spectrum. Like, you don't expect it in one night, not, like, straight after you. It was horrible.
Listen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
For speaking to me this morning. Thank you. Well, the blast happened just after 10:30 last night, at the end of this concert by the American singer.
Oh my God. What's going on? What just happened? What's going on? Oh my God!
Gary Walker and his wife were injured when they arrived to pick up their children.
We're just waiting for kids to come out. We heard last song go, and then there were quite a few people flooding out, and then suddenly there's a massive flash, and then a bang, smoke, and I felt a bit of pain in my foot and my leg, and my wife, I turned around to my wife who was stood at the side of me, and she says, I need to lay down. I had to lay her down on the floor. She's got a stomach wound and possibly a broken leg. So we're there, we were just by the merchandise, about 3 metres away from the actual explosion, I think. We weren't that far. I'm surprised I got away so lightly. The doors where you come out of the actual arena itself into the foyer where they had the merchandise, it was someone that had just come through the doors there and then bang. You're just in shock at the start because you don't really know what's going on, and then
so you start feeling...
Well, I felt pain in my foot, and then, as I said, I turned round to my wife to see she were all right, and she had her injuries and she couldn't stand up. She needed to lay down on the floor, so just laid there with her, and there's glass and there's nuts, metal nuts that have been packed in the device that's exploded, because I can't think of anything else that's got nuts that would be flying around.
So the obvious thing normally would be to run away. You couldn't. You'd to lie down with your wife.
Yeah.
How is your wife?
Well, she's not too bad. When I've come to get my children, she was just about to get in an ambulance. So when I was waiting to get the car to meet her at hospital and for me to get my foot sorted out, because I've got a bit of a hole in my foot where I've been hit by a shrapnel.
You're sounding remarkably upbeat as you say that. Sounds terrifying.
Well, it is. I suppose tomorrow, when I've had time to think about it more, it might hit me. But you just got to get on, haven't you?
How long were you lying there for?
Probably an hour there, in the where the other people had been injured. And then they put my wife on a table and they carried her down to the entrance outside the station. And we've just been waiting there until, 15 minutes ago, when hopefully she's on her way to hospital.
Well, Sean Bunter, whose children were at the concert when he went to pick them up, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Sean.
Hi, Adam.
Good morning. How are your children?
Shook up. Luckily, we didn't sustain any injuries, but they were terrified. As we were walking outside, we just got out the doors of the arena to get to the exit, and we heard the explosion, and then everyone just panicked and run. My youngest daughter got knocked over, so I had to stop and pick her up before she got trampled, and we managed to get out. And as we walked around the corner, near the station, people were getting carried out of there with injuries, children getting carried out, bleeding, and there's people on the floor. So I just wanted to get my kids away from that. So we got as far away as we could.
And presumably, Sean, when you're in the middle of that type of situation, you don't know whether another device is going to explode.
No. But, like I said, I just wanted to get them as far away from there as I could. The manager of one of the pubs in the Printworks, he opened up and let a number of us go in there and sit down and just... Well, like I said, nobody knew what was going on. The police came and they moved us further on because they had cordoned off. They extended the area what they cordoned off.
How old are your kids, Sean?
10 and 12.
My goodness. What are they saying to you?
Well, they were hysterical. They were terrified. So, I say, not really sunk in, because all I was bothered is getting them to and not let them see what was going on.
Have you formed thoughts yet as to what you feel, how you feel about those who did this?
Yeah, it's despicable, it's cowardly. What do they gain? To children's concert. Wrong.
Do you think we can stop it?
No. I don't know how we can. But how are you going to stop things like this? You can't. Where he went, there's no security checks or anything, because he weren't actually in the arena. He's just... He was there to do what he wants. I don't know what was there.
What's your message to those who did this?
Well, It just can't be the law. And it, what they've done, it's terrifying children, killing children. What do they gain from that? It's not religion, it's not political. What? It's horrible.
Manchester also showed its loving side last night in terms of how good, decent people reacted to this terrorist atrocity. They opened up their homes to people
to provide
shelter. Taxi drivers were providing free journeys. And Manchester gathered around those who were vulnerable.
Yeah, I had a guy come pick me up. I didn't know him. He saw me and the girls standing there, just coming. He took me out where to, because we arrived on the train, so we were stuck. We had to get back to Wigan, so my girlfriend was going picking us up. So we had, this guy just gives a lift out where and went in one metro. But there was just people helping out, people giving out water, drinks, opening up shelter.
Hotels were helping to provide shelter to people as well, to children last night.
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't know about that.
What are you going to do now? Like, you're part of a news story now, but when people like me go away, you and your children are left with these memories.
Yeah.
Do you think this will change how you view Manchester, how you view your home?
Yeah. I'll not be taking them to a concert again. I'll carry on doing things myself, but I'm not going to put my two girls in any danger like that ever again. It affects everything.
So, how do you explain to your young children what's happened? Like, what have you said to them? One of them's 10 years of age?
Yeah.
They couldn't understand, Sean.
No. She was asking why. And I couldn't give her an answer. What you said to a 10-year-old about that? I was stuck. So I just got them out of the way. I didn't have to see anything. I didn't have to see any of the injuries or...
Sean, thank you.
Thanks, all.
Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you, Sean. I hope your children will be okay.